Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello, and welcome to this new episode on the post-holiday nervous system. Why slowing down feels challenging after the holidays. The period after the holidays is a strange, kind of in-between space. On the surface, life looks like it's returning to normal. Work resumes, schedules fill back up, emails pile up. There is a quiet pressure to get back on track. But underneath that, many of us feel anything but normal. The nervous system often comes out of the holiday period overstimulated, emotionally loaded, and deeply tired, even if we technically had a time off. And especially if we spend that time with family, navigating old dynamics, unspoken expectations, or roles we thought we had already outgrown. You can be deeply self-aware and still get triggered. You can have all the tools and still feel overwhelmed. That doesn't mean that you're going backwards. It means that your nervous system is responding to context. And then almost immediately, we are expected to return to everyday life, to work, responsibilities, or holding space for others. No integration, no pause, just forward motion. This is usually the moment when slowing down feels the hardest. Not because we don't need it, but because our nervous system doesn't quite know how to be with stillness anymore. Many people assume that stillness should feel calming. That if you lie down, slow your breath, or take a yin yoga class, your body will naturally relax. But that's not how the nervous system works, especially one that has learned to stay alert, productive, or emotionally guarded for a long time. For a dysregulated or overworked nervous system, stillness can feel quite threatening. When we stop moving, distracting, achieving, or caretaking, the body finally has space to speak. Sensations might surface. Emotions arise. Restlessness appears. Sometimes anxiety, sometimes irritation, sometimes a deep sense of unease we cannot quite explain. Stillness removes the coping strategies we have been using to stay functional. And after the holidays, with their emotional intensity, social demands, disrupted routines, and often unspoken stress, that discomfort can be even more intense. This is where many people disconnect from themselves, because slowing down just feels unrealistic. You may want to rest, but your life doesn't stop. You may crave space, but your calendar is full. You may feel exhausted, but there is no obvious place to land. So instead of slowing down, we push through. We override, we self-regulate through productivity. We tell ourselves that we will rest later. And this is where burnout quietly begins, because we are doing everything from a nervous system that never fully settles. Let me share a personal reflection here about my last Christmas I spent back home in Europe 5 years ago. I remember being in constant motion. Traveling, meeting people, rushing from one thing to the next. Even the moments that were meant to be restful felt slightly rushed, slightly pressured, Then my body gave me a very clear feedback. I got properly sick, bedridden for over a week with an unexplained stomach pain. At the time, it felt super frustrating, like I was missing out, like my body had betrayed me. But looking back, it was a clear lesson in surrender my nervous system gave me. I didn't slow down voluntarily, so my body slowed me down for me. And what I learned wasn't just about rest. It was about listening sooner, about respecting the body's signals before they turn into symptoms. Stillness isn't passive, it's intelligent. One of the biggest misunderstandings about yin yoga and about rest in general, that it's passive, that it's doing nothing. But stillness is not absence. It is presence without distraction. In yin yoga, we are not forcing the nervous system into calm. We are giving it space to reorganize. This is what nervous system flexibility actually means, the ability to move between activation and rest without getting stuck in any of them. This is especially important when life gets busy. Yin yoga isn't asking you to escape your responsibilities. It's teaching your nervous system resilience to stress. When practiced with awareness, yin yoga becomes a conversation with your nervous system. You learn to notice when effort turns into bracing, when holding becomes gripping, when self-care becomes another form of self-abandonment. You learn how to stay with sensations without trying to control them, how to meet discomfort without overriding, how to rest without collapsing. And slowly your relationship to stillness changes. It stops feeling unsafe. It starts feeling supportive. I created my self-paced online yin yoga course with this in mind. Not as another thing to keep up with, but as a resource you can return to when you need grounding, space, and regulation. It's designed to fit into real, busy human lives. And if you feel like your nervous system is craving not just stillness, but also warmth, sunshine, nature, and immersion, you are also welcome to join me in Thailand for my in-person courses. And if you are not ready for a course yet, that's also okay. You can start gently, slowly, with my free offerings, such as my ebook, my trauma awareness webinar, or my yin reset practice. Because small pauses still matter. I am going to share the links and details of my courses and my free offerings in the description. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hear you in the next one.